Today is Thursday, March 31st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we had a few tweets, and I wanted to respond to those. What would happen if I gave up Twitter? I've already given up Facebook. The only thing I use for, and I would love to cancel my Facebook account completely. Just go, screw you, Meta. But there are some Pride 48 things. There's a Pride 48 group, and when we have things, I need to post events there. But I would love to be completely off of Facebook. I can't stand it. Twitter has become so negative, or maybe it was always negative, but I'm noticing the negative things more and more and more. But I have to have a way to connect with my community. And a lot of my community is on to my listeners, my friends. A lot of people are on Twitter, and I don't really like Instagram. I mean, look, if you start scrolling Instagram, sure, you can get into it. You can get really hooked and just scroll. Because I'll do the same thing on Twitter. But after a Twitter scroll, I'm depressed. It's like, oh my God. But I don't even know what I was saying. I'm going to read some stuff from Twitter. Gary said I should get the second quote. You guys, I emailed the guy and I included Mark on it because Mark said, if you don't want to contact him or if, you know, I'll follow up or whatever. And so I'm like, okay, sure. So I included Mark on the email, but the guy has not responded. So I don't think he wants our business. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but one thing that turned me off in the whole meeting was, you know, I was asking him, okay, what's the process? How do we do an official quote? How long will it take you guys if we go with you? Yada, yada, yada. And he said, well, if you're serious, we would come out and do a measurement. And I'm like, why is he even saying if you're serious? Why are we in a flooring store if we're not serious? I mean, who just randomly goes to flooring stores? Like, oh, you know what? There's a flooring store here. I think I'm just going to randomly go in here. Then I emailed him within an hour of us going into that store with a question. He never responded to the email. And then Mark said, we really should get a second quote since we've already talked to this other guy and the first guy was more expensive than we thought he was going to be. So then I email him again. You know, I'm like, oh, I don't know if you saw the question, but we got another, talked to Flooring America, but we really wanted to talk to you guys as well and see if you, you know, had a lower quote. And also the answer to my question from my previous email. Again, no response. I don't like to default to this answer, but I am in Arkansas. I wonder if because Mark and I went in together and, you know, he thought we're a gay couple, maybe he's super religious and a homophobe. I don't know. But anyway, he's not responding. So I don't know why I default to maybe he's a religious homophobe. I'm not really sure. But I don't know. Gary also says, how far is Springdale from where you live? That was a bad tornado. Yeah, you know what? The sleep that I lost was while these tornadoes were going on, but I knew that it was very rainy and the rain was hitting the side of the window. I knew that it was thundering outside. I knew that it was lightning outside. I was painfully aware because my dog. And we have a big window in the bedroom and so everything, even though the blinds are closed, you can see everything and you can hear everything. It's almost as if we're sleeping outside, but we're not. Because it's three big windows, right? I mean, just window, 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 all connected. No, not even a wall between it, but it's three panes. It's a very large window. And you can hear everything that's going on in the yard. When our neighbor decides to work on cars at 1 a.m, which he always does, And I think he's got a home business working. And for some reason, he loves to rev the engines at 1 a.m. Oh, my God. It drives me so crazy. But yeah. So yeah, there were apparently a couple of tornadoes touched down while I was losing sleep. One of them destroyed part of or all of an Outback Steakhouse, but I'm not sure. Mark just showed me a picture and I couldn't tell. There was definitely a lot of damage. I don't know if the whole restaurant was destroyed or they just took a picture of one corner. I'm not really, it wasn't very evident by the photo, but there was a lot of damage. I think a school was damaged in Springdale. It really depends. So Springdale is, we are only about a 5-minute drive from Springdale. Maybe even less. My little town borders on a lot of other towns. So we have Springdale, we have Elm Springs, we have Lowell, like we have all these other towns around us. Springdale is one of them, and I can get there in 5 minutes. But it's the town is kind of spread out, and the area of Springdale that was hit by the tornado was East Springdale. And we're probably a 15 to 20 minute drive away from where the actual tornado hit. We're on the other side of the highway. We're on the west side of the highway and they're on the east side of the highway. So I don't know, maybe a 15, 20 minute drive. I don't know how many miles. I don't know as the crow flies or anything like that. But yeah, no Tonty Town tornado that I'm aware of. I'm okay that I was oblivious. You know, what happens when a tornado happens at 3 a.m? Because no one's watching the weather at 3 a.m. I think we have tornado. I think we have sirens, actually. Although, you know what? I've never heard a siren. I don't think I've ever heard a siren since I moved here. For some reason, that word is sounding weird to me when I say it. That's why I keep pausing. Siren. Siren? Siren. Anyway, I remember having all these tornado sirens when I was growing up. In fact, right by my house when I was growing up, there was a pole with a big, it looked like one of those bullhorn things that you, like, in band. I don't know if any of you have seen, you know, okay, everyone, you're gonna go to the left. Okay, one, two, you know, and it's this bullhorn. I don't know a better way to describe it. It looked like that, strapped to a pole. It's not, but that's what it looked like. And when we would have tornado warnings, that would go off. And you could hear it all over town. And it was close to our house. So I don't know if that's not a thing in Northwest Arkansas, or if I've just never lived close to one of them. Because I used to always hear those things going off. And I would know there was a tornado. I did not hear a thing other than rain. Okay, Chris from Tennessee says you can use your passport card for travel to Mexico or Canada. So it might be convenient if you are traveling light and don't want to carry the passport book with you. So here's the thing, Chris. And I haven't confirmed this, but I think with Canada, you can use it if you're traveling by land. But if you're traveling by sea or by plane, you still have to have a passport book. If you drive to Canada, I think they will accept the card at the border. But not at the airport or if you're on a cruise ship or something like that. Because they specifically told me, the cruise line told me, no, you cannot use your passport card. It has to be the book. Now, luckily, I've got both, so I'm covered. I emailed Ricky. I emailed Ricky, the travel agent, today. I said, hey, Ricky, hope you had a great time with Scott and Drew on your cruise, because the travel agent went with Scott and Drew on the same cruise. I mean, they were on the same cruise. And also, my passport came in, and I'm good to go. No need to change my name. And she responded, oh, great to know. We had a great time. I love those boys. And that was it. That was the email. Dean Barney says, and people without driver's license. I guess he's saying, yeah, because I mean, I suppose at the Canadian border, you can also just use a drive. I'm not sure. I really don't know. I've never driven across the Canadian border, so I can't say. But Dean Barney said, and people without driver's license. And then Chris says, Adam already poo-pooed that idea, though. No. If you don't have a driver's license, you could use, oh, I get it, just as identification. Yes. You could, just not going across borders. I always assume everyone drives in the U.S. because gas is like 5 cents a liter. We do it by the gallon, Dean Barney, not by the liter. He says, not anymore, though. Ha ha. Well, maybe not. I read that President Biden is going to release the gas to lower the rates. I don't know. And that was it. Those were our, and I used up all the time just reading Twitter. So, I mean, there wasn't really much to talk about anyway. We drove to the UPS store today so I could ship back my old iPad and get $200 refund for my trade-in because I got my new one. That's about it. Oh, it snowed today, but it didn't stick. It was just big fat flakes and they melted immediately. All right, for more information, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.